Live from the Iowa caucuses, it's the Rokan Show with the updated stats and stories in the first step to choosing the next leader of the greatest nation on earth. Right now on 720 WGN.
Brian Fallon is joining us. He is the National Press Secretary for Hillary Clinton 2016. And, well, we're just about an hour away from the people starting to arrive at the caucus sites and doing their thing. And as we've been describing all day, on the Democrats, that's very interesting because the folks arrive and they enter in a room and then they have to go to a side or a corner of the room to identify themselves as somebody who's for Hillary or for Bernie or for the other guy, the good-looking Mel. Guy, whatever that guy's name is. and then if one party doesn't have enough, if one candidate doesn't have enough, then they try to cajole them to come back over. It changes. The Republicans don't do it that way. They write a ballot sort of in a more traditional kind of way. But it changes how you have to do the kind of retail politics here than you would necessarily in New Hampshire or South Carolina or somewhere like that, right?
That's right. So we're asking folks here on the ground in Iowa to show up at 6:30, give themselves a half an hour to get settled. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then you just described the process exactly correctly. We are going to have tonight 4,200 trained team members. That includes a precinct captain in all 1,681 precincts across Iowa. And those are the people who are going to be the ones convincing the persuadable folks that are in the room. Or if somebody proves to be not viable, mm-hmm. is the term of art,
yeah.
Trying to convince those people to come over and join the Hillary Clinton supporters over in that corner. And those people are going to have a T-shirt on. You're going to know who they are.
Because they're undecided. It's like anything. They're walking
right.
into the room. They're not sure where they're going to go.
And uncommitted is actually a designation that you can have. And that uncommitted can technically have delegates if there's enough people that decide not to align in one corner
tonight,
or another.
And that's going to be the game tonight, because it's so close?
So I think that... to your point about it placing a premium on the direct voter contact and really connecting with individual people, building a relationship at the candidate level with those precinct captains goes a long way because those are your advocates in the room. And what we have done over the course of this campaign since we launched last April is identify those core supporters that can serve as those precinct captains. And a lot of them have had one-on-one interactions with Hillary over the course of the campaign. When Hillary Clinton goes into a county and does an event, they get recognized at the events. Oftentimes they'll get invited to speak at an event right before Hillary, because we know that those people are the lifeblood of our campaign here on the ground in Iowa. So it very much is about earning support one person at a time, and those folks in turn convince their friends and neighbors in those rooms in the church basements and the high school auditoriums
yeah.
tonight.
Yeah.
Describe that for us, though, because it's so foreign to anyone who has not caucused or really been part of a caucus or witnessed it to know what they're like. And it seems like, can you actually have Hillary Clinton people, like campaign workers, in the caucus room helping with this process to kind of say, hey, you undecideds, come on over here? Or does that actually happen during the process?
Our campaign workers will not caucus. They will not join the groupings that find their respective corners in the room. Staff from the campaigns, under the rules, the staff from the campaigns are allowed to be there as observers. And so most campaigns do have some presence there, but there's a difference between that and actually being among the counted folks that decide who gets awarded
delegates. I understand you can't be counted,
right.
But what I'm saying is, can you be an active part of the process to lure people over to your side?
That is done by the precinct captains.
Only.
So the precinct captains and the team members that we have trained, and like I said, we have 4,200 of them, they will manage everything from doing the persuading to arranging transportation. Mm-hmm. A lot of these precinct captains have been given lists in the weeks leading up to tonight of their friends and neighbors that are identified Hillary Clinton supporters. And so those precinct captains have been making the phone calls, doing the outreach on social media to remind them to come out and show up tonight. So in many cases, those precinct captains will already know the other Hillary Clinton supporters in that precinct because they've been helping us ensure that they come out tonight. Another innovation that we have this year helping us is that all of our precinct captains will have mobile devices equipped with a specialized app that we developed for tonight's caucus, mm-hmm. where they will be able in real time to enter the total number of caucus goers that are in the room, mm-hmm. and then as the selection process begins and folks go to their respective corners, they'll be able to tabulate how many Senator Sanders supporters are there, how many Secretary Clinton supporters are there, and they'll actually be able to perform the delegate math instantaneously, as well as report it in live to our headquarters. So we will have...
Will that be official, or will still things be
the
moving?
The official numbers are maintained by the Iowa Democratic Party, and
okay.
they have their own software technology too, that gets reported to the Iowa Democratic Party headquarters.
And that's
we'll have the ability to monitor ourselves real time.
Okay.
And
How does that affect you tactically, though? Can you make changes based on that?
No, because this is all stuff that's going into the room, and it's just information that'll be fed through this
it's
online
diagnostic,
app.
Really, right?
It's allowing us to have an instantaneous outlook as to what's
Got
happening
it.
Across all 1,681 precincts.
Okay, so now as we look forward here to tonight, where people are going to go home and watch this on TV, because and this is unlike any year, right? I
right.
mean, there's just so much drama surrounding this. I think it's a surprise to the secretary that Senator Sanders has been as formidable a candidate as he has been, and obviously on the Republican side, I mean, God knows what's happening over there. As people watch this, how quickly will these returns come back tonight, do you think?
Oh, I think actually this will be a very quick result because it happened so instantaneously. Unlike 2008, where you had, I think it was like 6 or 7 different Democratic campaigns, because you remember, in addition to now President Obama and Hillary Clinton, you had Joe Biden, you had Chris Dodd, you had John Edwards. This time, since you really have only 3 campaigns, there will probably only be one what's known as a reallocation. So after everybody goes to their respective corners the first time, if somebody's not viable, then they make a second choice. You probably need to only go through that exercise once to get a final tally. So this process may conduct itself rather quickly, as opposed to like in 2008, you might have done 2 or 3 reallocations.
Does that start right at 7 o'clock for Democrats?
Yeah.
So
it's close. You have to, if you arrive at 7:01, they won't let you in.
Okay, and then they start allocating.
So maybe within an hour, hour and a half, the Iowa Democratic Party meeting.
So by 8 o'clock tonight, it could be
reporting results.
That's really interesting. So, and then obviously you'll be watching those in real time as well with this app.
Yep.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this race, because Hillary Clinton obviously she had trouble in Iowa in 2008, and it's tight here in 2016. What do you think that she has learned in between here, or what is the lesson of Iowa, do you think, for the Hillary Clinton campaign?
That you can't invest enough in a ground organization, and also that you can't put enough of a premium on directly connecting with voters on a one-on-one basis, like we were just talking about. And so we did both of those things from the outset of this campaign. So if you look back at how we launched this campaign, her very first trip was here to Iowa in April after we put out a web video announcing her intention to run, and then she was in her van, and she literally drove from New York, from Chappaqua, New York, to Iowa, and she did very small-scale events. She literally went to a coffee shop and met with 4 voters. And from there, we have grown the event size somewhat, but we have always tried to keep it very intimate. So we've done town halls with a few hundred folks, and she takes, you know, a couple dozen questions in each iteration of those town halls.
This is about touching people in the state. It is unique, and it really, I think it's a very, some people look at it as quaint and outdated. I think it's really important for the candidate too, because once they come out of here, you know, I think they have to have a different feeling. Not that she's not familiar with what the President of the United States does. She is, right? Mm-hmm. She's a unique candidate in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
But people who have never campaigned at this level. I just wonder how Donald Trump feels about this when he walks out of here. Does he go, you know, does he have respect for these people, or he doesn't have respect for other people? I don't know. But
questions to answer.
Yeah, that's true. But it is that each one touch one thing. I mean, Hillary Clinton last night at this high school, we got right up next to her.
We were right there.
It is an interesting thing.
It's an intimate experience if you're an Iowan. You really get to look somebody in the eye and assess the cut of their jib, as they would say. And after this, the pace of the calendar quickens, and your ability to spend the same amount of time in each of the states that it'll especially be voting in March. You have so many states that'll be voting on Super Tuesday, for instance. It's impossible to spend the same amount of time. So, Iowans and in New Hampshire as well, you know, it's a unique proving ground for any candidate.
Talk about Martin O'Malley's, what his voters, or I guess his caucusers, will mean for this race. I mean, they say he's polling 1% to 2%, is really far behind, but do those people and the ability to influence them to come to Hillary's side, for instance, could that make the difference in such a tight race? Is that going to be a big factor?
I think that he will. There will be many precincts where he will be viable and where his supporters will be in sufficient numbers that he amasses delegates. Mm-hmm. In others, where it's higher turnout, that might not be the case. I've not heard a singular theory as to what an O'Malley voter might do or an O'Malley caucus goer might do. I tend to think that it will oftentimes comes down to the room and the efforts that are undertaken by the precinct captains on our side and on Senator Sanders' side. And that's why I think that the commitment level that we see from our precinct captains, these people know the arguments.
Yeah.
In fact, another little technological innovation,
mm-hmm.
We have provided all of our precinct level team members with social media graphics that make the case for Hillary Clinton, and they'll literally be able to pull it up on their phone and approach those uncommitted caucus goers or O'Malley caucus goers who might not end up being viable that are trying to bring over into their corner. They'll be able to queue up some of the social media graphics that tell the story of why Hillary Clinton is the best candidate to nominate if you're an Iowa Democrat.
Wow.
So we're giving them all the tools possible to make that difference in the room. And I think oftentimes it comes down to that. Hearing it from the person that you know, your neighbor, your friend, mm-hmm. can often be a compelling factor.
Brian Fallon is the National Press Secretary for Hillary Clinton 2016. Right before we let you go, depending on the outcome of tonight, she's ahead slightly in the polls. It's going to be tight. I'm just going to play a little game here. Assuming she wins here, then she goes to New Hampshire. Where she's fairly significantly behind in the polls still at this moment in New Hampshire. So how important is New Hampshire to your campaign, or is it something you just move past, you get to South Carolina, and go on from there?
New Hampshire is very important. So we have to obviously see what happens tonight. But we will have 8 days in New Hampshire, and a lot can happen in 8 days. We always knew that there would be strong support for Senator Sanders there because neighboring sons from New England
right.
do well mm-hmm. historically in New Hampshire. That said, New Hampshire is a state that was very kind to her in 2008. It was a state that was very kind to her husband. The famous comeback kid line was coined
right.
after the New Hampshire primary. So there is a strong, deep reservoir of support for the Clintons and Hillary Clinton in particular in New Hampshire. She's going to campaign her heart out over the coming week after Iowa, and we'll see what happens a week from now.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see her on the ground there tomorrow, right?
That's right. She's going to go overnight. She'll travel to New Hampshire, and she'll be out there on the stump in New Hampshire right away tomorrow.
All right. Well, Brian, thank you very much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's a rather busy day for you, I'm sure. So.
But it's exciting.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a great business to be in. It's very exciting stuff. Thank you again. Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.